Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
They are really well-rounded. Their physicality on special teams and on Jackson Dart. They're good on special teams. Marcus Jones. I mean, they're just a good team. It's really impressive. So for them, this quickly, to be legitimately one of the best teams in the league and have an MVP quarterback is super impressive.
Ross Tucker with us earlier today. Drake May is the betting favorite now to win the MVP at age 23. Matthew Stafford is second off a game where he threw a couple of picks, maybe more than two turnovers perhaps for Stafford, in a loss to Carolina. The third choice is Dak Prescott. And I have a ticket on Prescott from August, and I completely gave up on it pretty quick. And they had a couple losses early in the season where, all right, well, I always say the MVP has to be a quarterback on a team that wins at least 12 games. That's not going
to
happen.
They're not getting to 12, no. But he is having an incredible year, and if they were to somehow they probably need to take Philadelphia down. Right. If they get in, you know, whatever, 10-6-1, would it be?
That would be right.
Because they have a tie. Mm-hmm. As a wild card, I have a hard time seeing him be the MVP. But if they track down Philly – which is still possible. I mean, they need to win out, and they need Philly to really, you know, hit the bricks worse than they have already, or just continue down the road they're already heading. Maybe he can pull it out.
May would probably have to really stumble, though.
Yeah,
I think it's not over, and Stafford is there too. Joe and Sam today brought this up. Like, do one of those two guys have to win it at this point? Maybe injuries could scuttle their chances, yeah. But. If not for an injury, I think the answer is yes. But, you know, I'll be happy if I win that bet. I also have some losing bets. You want to hear about those?
Please.
This is one of them. Probably, do tell. This is one of them.
My eight-leg division parlays all disappeared from my open bet sheet.
Somebody's eliminated?
Atlanta. I had Atlanta. You know, because I love Michael Penix Jr. He's going to be so good. So I had Atlanta in both of those. Yeah, there's other things that I'm going to miss, too. I got Dallas in one of them. That's still live, like we're saying. But, yeah, it was maybe after the weekend, I went into, you know, those are the bets that keep you company. When, you know, you go to look to see, like, oh, how did last night go? Oh, those are all gone. Well, at least these two are still here. Those are gone now. I got nothing. I'm on a night-to-night basis. I don't have any futures anymore. I got nothing. It's gone. I miss them already.
This is on FanDuel?
Yeah.
I have one that has not disappeared.
No, good for you.
But the cash-out option must be lower than a penny because there's no option.
Right.
Imagine losing this bet on the Bills, having the Bills be the one.
I had the Bills in both of those, too. So, I mean, even if Atlanta didn't, you know, ruin me. I Kansas City in both of them too.
I'll run this down for you.
So
it's not looking good.
Right.
Buffalo, Baltimore, okay. Jacksonville,
Yeah.
Denver.
Right. Yep.
Philadelphia.
All right.
Skip that one. Carolina.
All right.
7-5.
Yeah.
Half game out.
They should have your attention. Sure. You're live there.
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Half game out. Minnesota.
Yeah, right. I had Minnesota in one of mine, too. Yeah.
You know what they don't tell you?
We're so smart.
You know what they don't tell you out there, kids? These are hard to win.
Yeah.
They don't tell you that. It looks so easy.
Yeah.
If only I had put Chicago instead of Minnesota, I bet I'd have the Bills would be the longest shot.
Right.
Of the seven.
Right.
But, you know, it's eight predictions. Yeah.
You know what really does tell you that they're hard to win is that when you put it all together and you just put $10 in and the prize is like $7,000, that's an indication that you're probably not going to win.
Probably. This was over $4,000.
Probably not
for $10.
Probably not going to get there. I mean, good job building it up with those long odds, but see you later.
Ross is wrong. It's not your fantasy team people don't want to hear about. It's this stuff.
You're losing bets.
Oh, I had a seven-leg parlay, and I only got one wrong. Go figure. You wouldn't win. Seven predictions.
That was me yesterday. What was I moaning about? Mahomes passing yards. I missed by like 20. Like a five-leg thing from Thanksgiving Day. You know, that's going to happen.
It is is probably going to happen.
But like of all the legs that I had, him not going over 273, I think was the number, against Dallas. I think I probably felt the best about any of the legs of any of them.
Why didn't that happen?
They couldn't get the ball back at the end.
Okay.
They needed one more desperation possession, and I think I would have gotten there. I
mean, they weren't going to run it. They can't run it.
Right. But they couldn't get – I think Dallas kept the ball for like the last, I don't know, like 3-4 minutes.
That's a bummer. That's a fantasy point, too. Like, a game like that, you just want it to keep going?
Yeah.
And then you see that one play happens, and
I think that's
going to be
happened.
The two-minute warning, no timeouts.
Right. We had a house full of people. I wasn't exactly staring at it, you know? I mean, it was on, but I wasn't.
No, that was what happened. Dallas, maybe it was Pickens. Dallas made a play, and Casey was out of timeouts.
Yeah.
They ran it down to the two-minute warning, and that was the end of the game.
Right.
My brother-in-law found it interesting that he was looking at his app when that was happening, and he was looking at something, and Dallas's win probability was like 94%. And I'm like, the game's over. It's 2-minute warning, no timeouts, right. First down. Like the game, it's 3 kneel downs. It's it. He's like, well, why isn't it 99%? Like, I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't updated.
Yeah, maybe. Because
it seems like 94 is low.
For a situation like that.
First down,
right.
At the 2-minute warning and the lead.
And no timeouts on the other side.
Right. You're going to have to fumble it. You're going to have to screw it up.
Right.
Let's go to Jay here. Hi.
Hey, guys. This reminds me back in the mid-90s when Ontario and Canada brought in pro-line betting, and all my buddies and I would lay down $2 and get the most extreme odds hoping for a jackpot. It never happened, so it always gets you. So here's my thing with the Bills, and I've been saying this for a while, and here's why I'm in a bad spot. So ultimately, I feel like what we have right now is an impressive running game with the threat of a Josh Allen play or two instead of an impressive passing game led by our centaur quarterback with a quality good running game. And I just don't feel like that combination or that philosophy is really going to get us to the promised land and win the Super Bowl. I look at the Pittsburgh game, and I mean, wow, what an incredible rushing total. But I didn't need that. You know, I didn't need that kind of play. I know it worked, and that's great, and it keeps us alive.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm concerned that we don't have the horses that really are going to be needed when we need to make that big play. So, for example, we're going to play the Bengals this weekend. And Bulldog, you brought this up, and I was like screaming at my radio going, yes, it's 3rd and 6, 1:57 on the clock. It's a tied game. The Bengals are driving, and they need this third down to keep the play going. And they're down by 3. We all know that Burrow is going to go to Ja'Marr Chase, even if he's triple covered, and likely make this play. I'm being facetious, but the point is, that's where I feel like our team is lacking, and I do put this back on Bean for not addressing it the way he should, even when he had Stephon Diggs, right? I just don't know why we cannot get an alpha receiver to give our alpha quarterback exactly what he needs to make those crucial plays when we need it. I'm in here for the season. I'm always rooting for my Bills, but I'm just not there with the way they're positioned this year. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
I think it's very, I don't know, it's plausible to me that they did better than they maybe even expected last year. Diggs gets traded. They don't replace him. It's $31 million in dead money. We're just going to take our medicine. You know, Hyde and Poyer are leaving. Travis White is gone. It's a reset year, and we're not going to make a trade, a big play for.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Someone to replace Diggs. We're just going to get by, make some shirts and hats, everybody eats, blah, blah, blah. But like internally, maybe expectations were a little muted. I'm spitballing here, okay? Instead, their turnover margin is incredible, and they almost never give the ball away themselves, and they score their 30 points a game, and somehow I think find their way to, oh, well, this works. We have proven, I referred to it as it was starting, as the first great experiment of Josh Allen's career. Let's see if we can get by without paying a receiver top of market rate with this guy playing quarterback. And they did. Their passing game was not explosive. They didn't have that guy, but they scored their points and they won their games and they got however close, right? However close you want to say they got, right? They made it to the AFC Championship game, ball with a chance to win at the 2-minute warning. And I think that emboldened is the word I think I want, being the personnel department. All right, we're going to go get Josh Palmer. That's like a third of a number one receiver.
Who were they supposed to get?
That's a great question.
It's always, I'm not blaming you, but I love having, what did the caller say? I love having the alpha. All right. Was it supposed to be Metcalf? Would that have been good? Was it supposed to be George Pickens?
Right. I wouldn't have gone near Pickens. Or Metcalf.
I don't want to just pick the only famous ones, or I'm not even doing that, but it was supposed to be Brandon Ayuk. Last year, he hasn't basically played in a year and a half or something. You can't know that, but would it have been somebody in the draft? That's a reach, you know? They did do this in the draft. It just hasn't worked out like you'd want. Coleman. I don't know. Who's it supposed to be? Big free agent signing?
Another draft pick, I think, before the 7th round. Would have been in order.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know if that guy, you know, is splashing or smashing for them, but I really wonder if they, like, the way Bean talked the day after the draft was like, they believed it. And I think we didn't. And I don't know. I'm not sure who they were supposed to get, but if the guy running that part of the team is telling you they don't need it, I think he missed.
Okay, fair enough.
So
they're always going to pretty much put a positive slant on what they have, who they have. But yeah, he did certainly came off that way that day. Wasn't going to be Diggs, right? They were not going to sign
Probably
Diggs.
Probably not.
Who was it they were supposed to just go take off the market? It would be good to have maybe some consensus on that. I'm looking at the receiving leaders this year. I'll look during the break. Maybe I can come up with a name that maybe it was Metcalf. That was a trade.
Yep.
And it's big money.
And Pickens was a trade, and that will eventually be big money. And both guys, to certain extents, could be considered headaches. You know, I would have been stunned if the Bills had ever gotten in the George Pickens business.
Yeah, me too.
With his reputation.
I never even considered it.
And that's not to say that they're right, but like the way that they do business, I just don't think that's a guy they're going to go get.
I never considered it for them.
Diggs was one-tenth of the headache that Pickens had been in Pittsburgh, and they couldn't handle Diggs.
Well, I guess Pittsburgh does seem to have a way of
bringing that
exacerbating
out. Guys.
I mean, just yeah. Are they always going to be this way when they leave Pittsburgh, or just what is it about Pittsburgh that it's every season they have a receiver who's a problem? Remember Deontay Johnson was this,
and
of course back to Brown and maybe even Juju a little bit. It's kind of a theme. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.